My dear friends, today is the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. On the first Sunday of October, the Church allows the priest to offer the Mass from the Feast of the Holy Rosary in order to increase devotion to the Rosary of Our Lady. And so you'll find today's Mass on October 7th in your Missal. The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the Old Testament Book of Wisdom, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything, from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that was called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, during World War II, the United States Army developed a special class of soldier to penetrate behind enemy lines. These soldiers were the paratroopers, and it was their duty to jump from planes and parachute into enemy territory. Besides the obvious dangers of parachuting, these brave soldiers were also exposed to German anti-aircraft and small arms fire as they floated towards the earth. It was a well-known fact that the fatality rate in this branch of the service was very high, and thus it took great courage to volunteer for the airborne service. Now, among the brave men who did volunteer for the paratroopers, there were also chaplains, Catholic priests who strapped on a parachute and made all the jumps, both in training and in combat. They did this in order to be with their men and to offer them the comfort and strength of the Mass and sacraments. And one such chaplain was Father Francis Sampson. Father Francis Sampson was one of thousands who parachuted into Normandy during the D-Day invasion. And as a chaplain, he was greatly loved and respected by the soldiers of his regiment. And in his autobiography, Father Samson relates a short but touching account about a soldier and his rosary. The soldier's name was Bruno, and he was known to be one of the roughest and most troublesome soldiers in the regiment, besides being a habitual gambler. In fact, this soldier had just been released from solitary confinement, where he was being detained for insubordination, when Father Samson decided to pay him a visit. Bruno wasn't especially happy to see the priest, and as the priest tried to make light conversation, the soldier kept a sullen exterior. Father Samson was looking for some way to touch the soul of this man, to encourage him to practice patience and meekness towards his superiors and kindness towards his fellow soldiers. And as the priest spoke, his eyes drifted around the soldier's bunk, and he noticed a rosary hanging by the bed. "Why, Bruno," exclaimed the priest, "I didn't know you were a Catholic. That's a very beautiful rosary you have." Bruno was a little embarrassed at the priest's words, as though he knew the priest had found his soft spot. "Well, Father," he replied, "I'm not really a Catholic. I only keep that rosary because my little sister sent it to me." "Is your sister a Catholic then?" "Yes, Father. You see, she and I were orphans, and the nuns took care of us at the orphanage." Bruno went on to say, "My sister loved the sisters so much that she became a Catholic like them. She sends me stuff like holy books and pictures all the time, and now this rosary." Then Bruno concluded, "If she likes her religion, I'm glad, but that stuff isn't for me." "But wouldn't you at least like to know how to use the rosary your sister gave you?" asked the priest. The rough soldier grew even more sheepish, and he admitted that he didn't know how to say the rosary, but that he wouldn't mind learning, at least to please his little sister. Father Samson agreed to teach Bruno how to pray the rosary. And in a short time, a remarkable change took place in this soldier who had once been the terror of his regiment. Eventually, Bruno asked to be instructed in the faith, and the good priest began teaching him the catechism. A short time later, the two were separated when Bruno was transferred to another regiment. However, Father Samson found out later what became of him. Sadly, Bruno had been one of the first killed in battle when the paratroopers made the jump into Normandy, but not before he had finished receiving instruction in the faith and been baptized. And Father Samson concluded his short account with these words. "I never forgot Bruno," he wrote. "He sneaked into heaven, I think, like the good thief. He had many faults, but one virtue, a love for his little sister. The Blessed Virgin used that virtue and a rosary to lead Bruno to the feet of her divine Son." My dear friends, Our Lady's Rosary is one of the most beautiful devotions in the Catholic Church. In its present form, it dates from the year 1214. And Our Lady gave it to St. Dominic as a tool by which he could win heretics back to the faith, especially the Albigensian heretics, who were raising havoc in France at the time. But the rosary was not intended merely for the 13th century. When Our Lady appeared to St. Dominic, she promised that the rosary would be a weapon by which the world could be reformed. "Dear Dominic," she said, "do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world?" And then she gave him the rosary. What is it about the rosary that makes it so powerful? How could the rosary reform the world then, which was plunged in heresy, paganism, and indifference? How could the rosary reform the world today, which suffers from these same evils? The rosary is an extension of the power of the Queen of Heaven. It is Our Lady's way of stretching out her hand to us, stretching out her hand to receive our petitions and to intercede for us with her Son. And what power does Our Lady have? What is it that she can do for us? St. Gertrude says that the Blessed Virgin's power is second only to God's. Her wisdom is second only to God's. And her love for us is second only to God's. Furthermore, Our Lady is God's mother. He will do for her what she wishes. Sometimes people wonder, especially Protestants, why it is that God wishes us to go to Him through Mary. And the reason is that He loves her so much, that He wants to procure love and honor for her. He answers her prayers for us so that we will be filled with love and gratitude to her. What son would not want love and gratitude, honor and glory for his mother? And our Lord is the perfect Son. Thus it is that by going to Mary, we can be certain of obtaining the graces we need, not only for ourselves, but for the world as well. However, it must be said that what we can obtain through prayer does depend on how well we pray. And sadly, it does happen that the rosary can become routine. It is a tendency of our fallen human nature that we can become indifferent toward even the most beautiful and sublime things. However, we must fight this tendency, especially in our prayer life, and especially with regard to the rosary. Before beginning to pray the rosary, we should pause for a moment and consider a few things that will increase our devotion. First of all, begin by considering to whom you are about to speak. The rosary is your private audience with the Queen of Heaven. At the same time, the rosary is a loving conversation between you and your Heavenly Mother, your Mother who loves you. Second, consider what you are asking for in your prayer. Very often, we neglect to form a definite intention before we pray. Yet the very urgency of our request would add devotion and fervor to our prayer. The more important something is to us, the more should we confide it to the care of our Mother, who has the power to do something about it for us. Whether it be the conversion of a loved one, or family troubles, or health problems, Mary can obtain for us whatever grace we need if only we ask her for it. And finally, before beginning your rosary, stir up confidence within yourself towards Our Lady, remembering her power. To her is applied the beautiful words of sacred scripture: "He that shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation." This is the guarantee of the Holy Ghost, that those who find Mary by going to her in their needs will obtain in this life every grace which they need to save their souls. Have confidence that if what you ask be God's will, Mary will infallibly attain it by her prayers, just as she obtained the conversion of the soldier in the story. My dear friends, resolve this month of October, which is the month of the Holy Rosary, resolve to renew your dedication to Our Lady's Rosary. If you do not yet pray the rosary every day, form the good habit of doing so. If you do pray it daily, strive to pray it better. Never allow it to become routine. Rather, remember first to whom you are speaking during the rosary. Second, form some definite intention for which to pray. And finally, entrust that intention to Our Lady with confidence. My dear friends, if you pray the rosary every day with attention and devotion, you can be sure of your own salvation. And you can be sure that you are cooperating with God in the salvation of souls and the reformation of the world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.